Hello there, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of Banger and the Tuxedo. We don't particularly have a good show lined up for you tonight. In fact, one might say, we have nothing planned at all. I don't want to alarm anyone, but listening to this podcast may actually be hazardous for your health. So, if you would please open up your ears, close your eyes, and allow your minds to be blown as we play the theme song to Banger and the Tuxedo.
Take two.
Banger in a tuxedo!
Take three.
You wake up in the morning and you're hungry for food. You look in the fridge, but you're not in the mood. You don't know what you're gonna find, you don't know what to do. You're so goddamn hungry and you're gonna go goosh. Well, turn on the frying pan, put in some sausages. Banger, 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 and a tuxedo! Banger, 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 and a tuxedo!
Take four.
As you hold the microphone in your hand, like the staff of Jesus or Socrates, I hold it in the sky while my voice gets thrown into it like the atmosphere around us. Around us. Listen to our podcast or you will die. And not just you, but I will also die. 'Cause I need to pay the bills, and I can't do that without any listeners. Help me pay the bills, please.
Take five.
I don't know what to tell you guys. Shit. It didn't really work out the way we thought it was going to. He kind of just went fucking nuts. Made those theme songs. Those aren't even the real theme songs. I don't know why he did that. I don't know what the fuck he was thinking. But God bless him, you know?
Take six!
Podcast.
So it recently occurred to me that I may have a drinking problem. And that problem is that I don't drink enough.
That's a bad problem.
There's only one way to solve it.
It's true. You know, practice makes perfect. They've said it for thousands of years.
It's true. I think it's actually inscribed in temple walls.
When did English, start?
Like the...
The language, yeah.
That's a good question. I'm actually curious.
We'll be right back. No, I'm just kidding. Fuck it. We're not going to be right back. We're not looking into that shit right now. Or ever. Do your own goddamn Googling. We aren't your fucking mom.
Yeah, we'll Google it after, but we're not going to share it with you guys. Because...
It is our secret!
Yeah.
Between friends!
I mean, frankly, the reason we do podcasts is because we want to be better than everyone. So if we can increase our knowledge while doing so, well, that's just a bonus.
I like how this evolved from, we need to drink more, to, we're better than everyone. to be fair, we need both to drink more and be better than everyone. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
Fuck it, I gotta find out when English started.
Well, while Brad Googles that, I want to talk to everybody out there. And don't worry, I'll bleep your name out, sir. I want to talk to everybody out there about mutual trust funds. Have you been saving up? How's your life been going? You never know when you could hit 35 and all of a sudden get diagnosed with testicular cancer. And you have nothing saved up in the bank. That's it.
The fuck would that have to do with anything?
Hey, man. I'm filler.
Oh, man. You're a good filler, bro.
I do what I can.
You know what? I was reading recently that they, you know, this is just in its, you know, trial runs and all that kind of shit, right? Very early testing phases. But they recently found basically a, I guess you could say, I wouldn't call it a cure necessarily, but a better way to treat leukemia. So instead of the radiation therapy that most people have that make them fucking sick as hell, that basically destroys everything in you, right? And hopes that maybe you can survive.
Yeah.
Which basically is what that is, right? Anyway, this drug, what it does is it actually targets just the cancer and without, like, any of that harmful shit towards you. So no more radiation therapy or anything. And they said that they're just in their trial runs, but everything's fucking looking great right now for that shit. So I'm making a prediction.
Yep.
In the next 15 years, cancer's cured.
I don't know if this supports or detracts from your theory. And I'm sure it's probably a completely different approach. But I guess in clinical trials, they tried to cure AIDS with cancer. So people that had AIDS, they would give them cancer.
I thought it was the other way around, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well,
on little girl, not that one little girl. I know for a fact they did it on a girl.
See, maybe it might have been the other way around, but the reason I thought it was the one way, or the cancer to cure AIDS, was because AIDS was already in the body, and then the cancer, you know, like, twisted those cells around. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't remember now.
Well, from my understanding of it, what it would be is, and I don't know if there's any people in here that know anything about genetics or cells or restructuring of cells or anything of that nature, but wouldn't HIV basically be a virus that would sort of change your, I guess it wouldn't be cell structure, but what am I trying to say here?
I think it's immune system. Suppression and stuff like that.
Right, but it doesn't do anything else, like it doesn't attack certain cells or anything like that, or is that just cancer that does that? Because I know cancer definitely attacks cells and shit.
As far as I know, only cancer.
You know, we have a lot of Googling to do.
Yeah.
Or because other genetic mutations. But it has to be a gene that alters it.
That's what I was saying.
HIV is not a gene. HIV is a virus.
Right.
So it only affects your blood, which takes over your immune system.
Right.
So,
and what I thought I read, which I'm probably wrong then, is that they took a strain of HIV, because this little girl's going to die anyways, and they genetically modified it so it didn't, I guess it didn't attack, fuck, you know what, it could be the other way around, I don't know, I'm just going to shut my goddamn mouth, because this fucking podcast is getting way too serious for my liking. I don't know about you guys.
We have Googling to do, and I have one extra question. Please remember it, brain. Don't leave me. Do you ever get that where you have a question and you were thinking about it for the last 2 minutes while you know, intermittently still listening to the conversation, but then there's the silence hits and you're like,
fuck,
this is my moment. This is the time where I open my mouth and words come out because I had a valid question that I thought would be entertaining. And then all of a sudden, like some sort of rapist in an alley, everything's taken from you.
But I mean, at least you'll probably be left with a little gift, kind of like a rapist in an alley would leave you with a child.
A bastard child that you resent every year of its life.
But you have to love anyway, because it's still a part of you, even though it's also a part of him.
But you also thought that it would be funny to never have the umbilical cord removed, so everybody at school makes fun of him and pulls on it.
Until they fucking find out that he was a rape baby, and then they kind of feel bad, but that subsides, and they call him rape baby and make fun of him.
Didn't help that his name was Ryan, so everybody called him Ryan Rape Baby.
That's true. Oh, sweet Jesus. I always hated Ryan. Fucking Rape Baby. Good start to the podcast anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, We spewed some shit that we don't know what the fuck we're talking about, and we've talked about rape babies.
Yep. I think that these are all very...
This just in! What kind of fruit is your dick shaped like?
That's a good question. Is a cucumber a fruit?
Yes, it has seeds.
Oh, interesting. Then I would say a pickle because it's smaller than the cucumber.
Are we talking sweet pickles or dill?
Ooh. Polski or Gorky's.
Son of a bitch. Are we talking like ones cut and put on a sandwich or like speared?
Nope, definitely not. I'm talking some sort of strange fleshy pickle.
Alright, fair enough. I would have to say, what else would be considered? Things with seeds are fruits, is that not correct?
I'm buying in.
A pineapple.
Is there even seeds in pineapples?
Who knows?
Well, it looks like somebody's won a date to Hawaii with this strapping young man.
I do like Hawaii. They have pineapple wine there at like every fucking convenience store for like $5.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds tasty.
Pineapple wine. It's pretty goddamn good, actually. Unless you're like a fucking wine connoisseur, snob, piece of shit. It's like, ooh, I only drink Merlot!
Pronounce Merlot, idiot!
Sweet Jesus. Well, listen to some music!
Oh, I have to turn around and press spacebar so we can cancel this. Hang on, podcast.
Wait, hold on. Okay, now do it.
Cavalry, if they send me off to war, I want a good steed under me like my forefathers before. I want a good mount when the bugle sounds and I hear the cannons roar. Well, I want to be in the cavalry if they send me off to war. Well, I want a horse and a volunteer force that's riding forth at dawn. Please save for me some gallantry that will echo when I'm gone. I beg of you, sergeants, let me lead the charge and the battle lines are drawn. Let me at least leave a good hoofbeat that remember loud and long. Well, I'm not a good foot soldier, make I'd be sour and slow at march. And I'd be sick on a Navy ship and the sea would leave me parched. But I'll be first in line if they let me ride, by God, you'll see my starch. Low back or the heath with the laurel wreath underneath that victory arch. Well, I wanna be in the cavalry. They send me off to war. Well, I want a good steed under me like my forefathers before. I want a good mount when the bugle sounds and I hear the cannons roar. Well, I want to be in the cavalry. They send me off to war. The ponies dance and the blackguards fire their guns. A saber keen and a saddle carbine and an army Remington. Where the hot lead screams with the cold, cold steel, I may be a cavalryman. Well, I wanna be in the cavalry if they send me off to war. And I want a good steed under me like my forefathers before. I want a good mount when the bugle sounds and I hear the cannons roar. Well, I wanna be in the cavalry if I must go off to war. My boots and place them back to front, cause I won't be back on the riderless black and I'm finished in my hunt. Well, I wanna be in the cavalry if they send me off to war. Well, I wanna be in the cavalry but I won't ride home no more.
Is there such thing as a sour Jesus?
Sweet Jesus. Sour bitter baby Jesus. I don't know, man. Probably. I don't know what he would be used for. Smelling salts, Jesus. I can't speak. Either that or I'm speaking in tongues. Christians will never know.
But if you were speaking in tongues, that would mean we're all insane because we could understand you.
Hmm. Interesting. I think what we should do is grow our hair to the length of white Christian Jesus, because we all know that Jesus was not white.
No.
I mean, statistically, he wouldn't have fucking been white at all. Just from the location. Because he was born where? Bethlehem?
Is that Jerusalem? Bethlehem?
Yeah.
Israel?
Yeah.
Modern day Israel, right? Something like that?
I'm just saying. Dude's Middle Eastern. Take that, America.
Yeah. Land of the homos.
Goddamn.
Okay, I'm sorry. Homophobes.
That's better.
There we go.
Definitely homophobes.
Yeah.
Are we talking about America, or...
I was talking about, like, the Middle East.
I thought so. That's why I went...
Yeah, we don't want to get jihaded.
Pod jihad?
That was an actual site.
I know, I remember.
Oh. And I actually had one of the biggest dick videos I've ever made on there.
That's true. Time to go back to your roots, man. Time to show your cock to the world.
Cut my cock and see how old I am.
Judging by this, 37.
Somebody used that joke. I feel like I created that joke where it's like, oh, cut me in half and see how old I am. And people kind of laughed. They're like, that's okay. It's kind of funny. And then, like, it was in a show recently. And I started, like, hitting the couch because, like, the studio audience was just blistering full of glee. And it made me so fucking angry because I thought of it first. So fuck you, show.
A question has been asked not too long ago here that I have written on this piece of paper from somebody in this general vicinity.
The Almighty.
Yeah. And it's... I'm not sure how to answer this, but it's, will you circumcise your future sons? And from my understanding, I don't know if this is true or not, but hospitals won't do that anymore where we are.
If you pay for it, they will.
I thought they wouldn't do it anymore.
Did you hear about the New York thing? I don't know if it was earlier this year or last year, but
no?
it's gross because there's that when they were doing the, I guess essentially a bris,
yeah.
chopping off the foreskin, the kid would get herpes. And they're like, why? I think there was like two or three kids that got herpes until they caught on what was happening. And I'm sorry, I don't think they're pastors, whatever they're called.
Like rabbis?
Rabbis, I assume, are the ones that do it. The one guy had herpes around his mouth. He was actually chewing foreskin off these kids' dicks. Or at least doing the procedure and then using his mouth as his hands were bloody and full of tools to remove the excess or something like that.
So what have we learned today?
Don't put dick in your mouth. You get herpes.
I would like to have Jono's claim here stricken from the records. Ladies, I think you should definitely put dick in your mouth.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to argue to the
extent... If you're an old Jewish man, let's just say let's not put baby dick in your face.
I think under the circumstances, I would say that no dick in mouth. But definitely under extenuating circumstances, such as a male and a female. But obviously, if she's got bumps around her mouth, you don't want to...
What about...
You don't want your dick to read Braille.
What about butt buddies?
It's hard to say. Sometimes those red bumps are just acne. Sometimes she's got a lot of swass and doesn't wash.
I'm talking about dudes, man. What if dudes want to suck each other's dicks? Didn't they just pass laws saying that's allowed now or something?
I thought it was marriage.
Eh, same thing, isn't it?
You may now suck his dick.
I don't know. That seems like a good deal.
Power to him.
Hmm.
I only hate blacks and Arabs. I don't hate gays.
You know what's fucked up to me to this day?
What?
That people still get upset about people being gay and shit like that. Why the fuck? Like, here's what I like about our generation. We don't give a shit. Because why the fuck would we? It's like, I've talked to people from older generations, and they're like, oh, you know, marriage should be between a man and a woman. And it's like, yeah? Why?
Oh, well, that's working out for them.
Yeah, basically, it's like, fucking divorce rate is ridiculous. Like,
yeah.
You know. I mean, let's face facts here. Not everyone was meant to be married.
No.
You can tell from their actions. So, I don't know. It, like, if somebody fucking wants to be married, let them be married. What the fuck does it affect you any at all? God damn it. Human rights, man.
I'm going home to break up with my girlfriend so I can also suck dick and get herpes.
I'm right here.
Oh. I guess I don't have to go very far.
Well.
Just kidding, Almighty.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Well, the Almighty wrote the question.
White Christian Jesus.
White Christian Jesus?
Yeah, the Almighty.
Oh.
You know how it is.
You're not Christian, are you, babe?
No.
She's Christian.
My parents actually don't remember if I was baptized or not.
How do you forget that?
My sister was, but they don't remember if I was.
Oh.
That explains a lot.
The first child always gets all the memories. Then they just forget.
They just run out of binder space.
Oh, man. Binders full of Christians. Fuck. So, I don't know, man. Like, I want to go down to Calgary, but I know I'm going to have to bring a fucking canoe.
I heard it's a little better now. You can actually just bring a raft.
That's not bad.
No.
No, that's good because I can fit in my trunk.
Yeah.
And just blow it up when I get there, right?
Yeah.
I was telling a buddy of mine, I'm like, man, I'm going to fucking come down. Hang out in your guys' mall and sell rubber boots and make a fucking killing. I don't see why I wouldn't.
How'd he take it?
Good, I guess. He just likes getting high, so it's cool.
Hey. You know, sometimes you need to just get high and talk to people online.
That's true, except sometimes when I talk to people online, I think they're a chick, but then they turn out to have penises that I see on webcam.
Oh.
This week's episode brought to you by Chat Roulette.
And some. Oh my fuck.
I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me.
It's okay. We've all got our problems. Obesity.
Cause we are never, ever, ever, ever getting back together. I love Taylor Swift.
I thought you were starting up some slam poetry for a second.
Nope. I mean, sort of, but nope.
You know, everyone references that song, like that, Ever Getting Back Together. I've actually never even heard the song. I only know it's a Taylor Swift reference because everybody has told me it's a Taylor Swift reference.
Yeah.
I've never heard the song. I feel left out. I feel kind of sad.
You know, it's Taylor Swift. She's a genius.
That doesn't sound right.
Whatever, man. I fucking love her. I actually just accidentally looked at John like I was going to stab him in the throat.
In other words... He just looked at me like he wanted to stab me and just said it out loud.
Oops. Hey, man, I'm just saying I love her, alright? That's my baby.
I never want to come between a man and his sandwich.
My Taylor sandwich.
That's right.
I hate that Taylor Hall and Taylor Swift had the same first name.
Imagine they got married, they'd both be Taylor Hall.
Oh my god.
That's the kind of girl he wants.
One that he could just say, hey, Taylor, what's up? Nothing,
well, guys,
Taylor.
I'm going to go fuck myself.
What? Poor Taylor Hall, always fucking himself with Taylor Hall. If he fucking, I'm telling you, man, if Taylor Hall ended up with fucking Taylor Swift, I would beat the shit out of Taylor Hall.
We could find him.
And I like Taylor Hall, man. I like the Edmonton Oilers. That's my team. But don't you fucking do it, Hall. Don't you fucking do it.
Do not sully the good virginal tendencies.
Don't you fucking do it!
Is that right, virginal?
Yeah, I don't know.
Virginial?
I didn't go to health class.
Oh.
I learned it the way most of us did.
Mm-hmm.
Staticky porn on fucking higher channels.
I was lucky. Every girl I got to be with had their hymen broken already. That sounded like a lot of work.
It is lucky, man. It's real lucky. Oh, electric slide?
I was gonna say three-piece Lego set lucky.
So, is there anyone in this world you... Fuck, I can't even... Is there anyone in this world you hate? What is the quality in them that fuels your hatred?
Good question. They're all good questions.
I think they suck. I think all the questions suck.
The Almighty is going to strike you down.
God damn it, they're pretty good.
If I had to choose somebody, it's that asshole I keep seeing in the mirror every time I get up in the morning.
Your girlfriend?
I meant myself.
I know, I just turned it into something terrible and now you're in the doghouse. I apologize, man. Hey.
I'm so sad.
Hey.
You hate yourself.
Yeah, dude, you hate her like everyone else.
Stop deflecting it, Jono.
I'm kidding. I don't hate you. Nobody hates you. You don't hate you. Everyone's happy. Everyone's cool. Let's just all chill the fuck out. You know, sit back, drink our goddamn daiquiris, because that's what this podcast has brought to you after all.
I feel like this vibe has been instantly restored.
Celebrate good times, come on!
It's
a celebration. Jalen, sing it.
Celebration time, come on!
Yay!
feeling like I'm the one for it. Written like I never did good for us both. Like you never did pull out that whip and stick that knife in my back. Was I supposed to accept it when your words are like more than just sticks and stones, kinda like a bullet, a hollow tip that lodged in my bones and I came to swallow it. My pride is more than all that I own, so I gotta give it away. And some of the times I'm all the way wrong, but can't you see past me and see my fucked up home that made me the meanest? The devil is just singing alone to the song I write to them alone at night, and I hang up the phone and bite my tongue, cause I know that me and you is just only right. The one.
It's a crime from the past. We have been through a lot. Every year has been great, and if you have been tough, then your kids need to reach for the stars at the bottom. We'll sit and relax as we cheer in the morning. All the roads to the light, from the grave to the grave. We started alone, in the end we're okay. You said, if you break my heart, then I'll change your mind, and then we'll do it again. If you play the part, then I will play mine, and I will do it again. If we miss the mark, if we hold on tight, we'll be here to try it again.
My God.
That was not even the word.
I don't know. I'm glad you hit record and we said the exact same thing without planning it. That worked out well.
That's not almost freaky.
Do you have a role model?
I did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who was your role model?
Kurt Cobain.
Ah. Like, post shotgun or?
Yeah. I mean, he did all that stupid music and shit. I wasn't really a fan then, but then he killed himself with a shotgun, and I said, that guy's fucking awesome.
He did all types of stupid shit before, like Courtney Love.
In Journal.
Ah, poor Kurt. Just because he did a little bit of heroin every now and then, you know, he freaks the fuck out because his music was too mainstream. Whatever, man.
People are posers.
That's true. People are posers. And you could tell that Kurt Cobain especially was a poser.
Huge.
You know? He didn't fucking create that music. Not even close. Everyone knows Dave Grohl did.
I think the heroin created it.
Oh, man. I wonder if there's a copy of Homer Simpson singing Margarine somewhere. You remember that he did that Bush cover, basically? Margarine. Like, it was glycerine, but...
I actually don't.
No? There's... He had this band... it was an episode where basically Homer had this band called Sadgasm. Which is a fucking... That's an awesome name, man. I don't even care. It's a great name, Sadgasm.
That is a great name.
And he does a song called Margarine.
Interesting. Is that true? Next season is their last?
Who?
The Simpsons.
Not that I know of or heard of.
I heard it today. I don't know how true it is.
I seem to hear that every year, though.
Yeah.
Every year they're like, well, this season they're calling it quits. I'm like, is the show still profitable? I mean...
It'll always be profitable.
If the show's fucking profitable, then they'll either fucking keep going, or Matt Groening is going to be like, you know what? Let's call it quits. I have enough money. But most people don't call it quits because they have enough money.
Well, Futurama's back off the air, so...
Is it off the air again?
Yep.
Really? Huh.
Lasted 2 extra seasons, and then Comedy Central said, hey, you guys don't make us enough money.
Really?
Yep.
I can't see The Simpsons failing. Not for at least another 4 years. When kids just don't give a shit anymore.
I think if they progressed it just a little bit, where Maggie could start talking now... Just brought in some new blood or something, I think it completely revitalized the show.
Could be. It'd be kind of weird. I remember sticking around to, like, because I was excited that there was a Simpsons movie out. You know, so I went and saw that shit fucking opening day, of course. Because, you know, I'm 26, you're what, 27 or 28?
I'm 29.
29, Jesus Christ. Anyway, you know, so we grew up in a time when we would go home at 5 o'clock and watch fucking Simpsons on Channel 4.
Yep.
Like, that's, you know, everyone fucking grew up and watching The Simpsons in our age, but that shit's changed now, you know. You don't fucking, I don't know, people, kids don't watch The Simpsons and shit. They're like, oh, yeah, Family Guy and whatever else.
Yep.
It's different. Fucking whatever. I don't care. But anyway, so I went and watched The Simpsons movie because I was excited to see, you know, it was a fucking Simpsons movie. That's my shit. I love it. So I went and watched it. It was awesome as hell at the time, you know. For some reason, they decided it'd be a good idea to show Bart's cock right in the opening scene, but whatever.
Well, I forgot about that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. I'm like, wait, what? But I read about it beforehand because I'm a fucking internet nerd and I read shit. So I knew that was coming. Then I waited for the end credits to roll through. And then fucking Maggie said her first word.
Mm.
Oh, yes. Technically, she said it in like a fucking episode way back in the day.
Was it like Daddy or something?
Yeah, something like that. But then she's like, pops her soother out and says sequel. She's like, sequel? I'm like, alright, well, that's a...
There never was a sequel.
They haven't made a sequel yet. I think they're planning on it, though.
It'll be the last thing they do.
Hopefully.
Or they'll be off
hopefully
the air
they'll fucking be dead. I don't know why I said that. I love The Simpsons. They just made a new Simpsons land in, is it Universal?
A new Simpsons land.
Yeah, like, you know how Harry Potter has the Harry Potter world?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a Simpsons one being built, and it might be open by now.
I lied. I had no idea there was a Harry Potter world.
Oh. They have butterbeer.
Is it good?
I think it's basically, like, apparently it's really good, but it's not alcohol, which disappoints me to all fucking hell. Let's face it, we're Canadian drunks.
You know what? I did see partially, because they have like a Krusty Burger set up, and
yes,
they have like a Quickie Mart, and it looked pretty effing sweet.
And a fucking full Simpsons house and shit. There was actually a full built, like, scale Simpsons house. I believe it was outside of Vegas or like in Vegas or some shit like that, that I wanted to go to, but somebody like either won it and closed it down or did something. And it fucking sucked because I wanted to go inside and like check out this big fake version of the Simpsons house, but like an actual house.
That would still be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Stupid Elvises.
Man, Rugrats is sweet for its time too.
Mm. That was one show even from the get-go I did not like.
Yeah? You're probably like just slightly too old to get into that shit.
Maybe.
Because I remember fucking thinking it was pretty sweet for probably about 2 years. And then I'm like, fuck this. So I don't know, man. Maybe it was just like right on the cusp.
I don't know. I have a tendency to not get into anything. I don't really like things.
Man, I get weird texts sometimes.
What'd you get?
I have a lot of people always bitching about like not talking to them all the time.
Maybe you should talk to them, man.
I just said, sorry, podcasting. I don't know why I apologized.
Sometimes you need to apologize.
This is horse shit. I shouldn't apologize for anything. Ever. Never wrong.
Sorry.
Just apologize. Classic.
Classic Batman.
How long have we been talking?
I don't know. Let's end this thing.
Let's end it and never do it again.
Alright.
The people that we fucking have listening to us are pieces of shit, so...
Hey, man. They can't help that they're pieces of shit.
You know, they could, but they're such pieces of shit, they just don't want to.
Well, piece of shit is as a piece of shit does.
Fucking ass.
Yellow can in my hand, mulling half wood. Cut your folks, don't talk much. Then it's get to work. Solve the
yeah. You know, my uncle Critter said, you look like you've been shot at and missed. Shit ass hit. Yeah.
On that ass, bitch. Bumping this funky ass shit to ride to. Yeah. Bumpin' this funky ass shit to ride to. Yeah, on that ass, bitch. And I be bumpin' this funky ass shit to ride to. Trump music. Bumpin' this funky ass shit to ride to. Mellow yellow can in my hand. Mullin' hardwood. Country
folks don't talk much, they just get to work. Sawdust, chainsaw, axe, knife cut, firewood, burn, dogs heat, sleeping bag by the bricks, call me the fly, I'm on some shit. Drum this out with two sticks, super hot, cuckoo for new kicks, zoom, raps make mummies jealous from a tomb, not twice to reveal it. Born to rip, I should have been perforated by the wings like a mean notebook. Squares want an artery block when I'm around, circulated. Nerds are in, Urkel made it. I slap Urkel, take his lunch money. Punks, they run from me, drunk and upset, but I don't run clumsy. Punch on purple, 1, 2, 3. I'm at the Chelsea Hotel, like Sid and Nancy with a knife and 2 grams of candy. Get the disease, feet, fuck me. Please, oh, please don't tease, just give me them keys and crank that beat, cause I might double up and straight dry heave. I believe I'm cold, I'ma freeze this beat like free African neon. That's me. Glowing in a snowstorm, we could weed in these streets like a pair of Nikes. Well, it might be more like a pair of nice jeans, cause I'm on that ass, bitch. Bumping this fucking ass shit to ride to. Yeah, yeah. Bumping this fucking ass shit to ride to. On that ass, bitch. Bumping this fucking ass shit to ride to. Yeah. And I be bumping this fucking yeah shit to ride to. So what's new? Been on that shit. Where's the Atlas? Thumbtack it. South Cadillac it. Alabama has it. Go. Relax in a 1985 box frame. Perhaps I'm playing relapse box. Him and them saw the gym and him. Oh, me. Yeah, who thought just tossed the white trash out the window. Now I'm in a ditch like broken pencils. Empty bottles and stolen rentals. This one is for all my kinfolk. Yeah, bring them in though. Out the rain. What's a friend for? Word. Oh, for sure. Yo, we're truly at the door. Had to add a syllable to that word. Country, but. Oh, of course, coerce, bitches go berserk for certainly. No need to be coerced. I decline, I mean, I don't need no 9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-
are okay. I just wanna get high, fuck what you say. While the pen play, kinda like a samurai sword with a big bitch bow to sensei. Motherfucker bitch, pay your rent day. Do I not look like my name is MJ? One glove and a fucking pair of penny loafers. And I'm moonwalking the tempo like Billie Jean is not my friend, no. I'm just on that asshole. Bumping this funky ass shit to ride to. Yeah. Yeah. Bumping this funky ass shit to ride to. On that ass, bitch. Bumping this funky ass shit to ride to. On that asshole. Bumping this funky ass shit to ride to.
For the record, my role model was Anne Hathaway.